the Ambrose Recreation Park District.
Director Dawson?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Director Mason?
Here.
Director Sandanya Torlickson?
Here.
Let the record show, Director Garcia is not here yet.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ms. Lisa.
Guest.
So, I have a guest. So before we move on to the approval of the agenda, I'd like to share my quote for the month. "The fishermen know that the sea is dangerous and the storm terrible, but they have never found these dangers sufficient reason for remaining ashore." By Vincent van Gogh. We're having a storm. We're having a storm tonight.
We're having a storm.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just check. Okay. Approval of the agenda.
Sorry.
Okay.
I've never had that happen.
Chair, please talk to the audience.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion to approve the agenda as it stands.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Garcia? Is absent yet. Director Dawson?
Aye.
And Director Sandanya Torlickson?
Aye. Thank you. Consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
Yeah, through the chair, I'd like to discuss the minutes.
Okay.
Item A.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, I need a motion to approve items B, C, and D.
I make a motion to approve the consent calendar B, C, and D as they stand.
Okay, we have a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a second.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Sandanya Torlickson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Garcia just arrived.
Okay, let's go on to minutes. Director Mason.
Yeah, we need to make the following corrections to the minutes before approving them.
Okay.
Last month's agenda on 10B, on board matters, the motion was to consider executive executing a memorandum. On 10C, the motion was to consider providing written consent to subordinate a pass-through. 10E, the motion was to consider adopting a record retention policy. And 10E, the motion was to consider approving the final district audit. So, the dictionary defines consider as to think about in order to decide or give careful thought to. So as far as I'm concerned, last month meeting, all we did was consider it for a future agendized meeting, which isn't happening tonight. So I think it's very important that the agenda reflects accurate information, because the only way the public knows if it's an action item, consider they might decide, oh, I don't need to go or I need to go. So I don't think the minutes truly reflected what happened. And in my opinion, really there was no, none of these items were really approved. So that's my comment.
Is it appropriate to?
Yes.
So Director Mason, so would it be, if let's say we wanted to consider it, and then after we talked about it, we'd want to act on it, how would we list that on the agenda?
Well, my question why the agenda needs to be corrected, because Mary Jane puts down a motion to approve. We didn't, on the minutes, we didn't approve those items. We considered, and that was a I listened to the tape a couple of times, and all
right.
Through it said, consider. And I don't know why the minutes were reflected to approve. All we did was consider. And that's what the tape said. You need to go look at the tape. That's all I can tell you. That's what the tape said.
No, no, I'm trusting you, but I'm just, I understand that on the agenda itself it said consider executing, but when you listen to the tape, when the motion was actually made, did the person say, I make a motion to consider, or did they say, I make a motion to approve?
The motions were to consider.
Well, then we have to do something.
The vote was taken.
But do you not understand what he's saying? I mean, if the motion was to consider, and the whoever, who made that motion? Oh, it was me. So if I didn't say, I make a motion to approve, and I say, I make a motion to consider, if I said that, that means we just voted to consider it again, right?
That's
yes.
The point,
that's
yes.
Right.
So if that's true, I would agree with him. We need to, how do we agendize it for the next meeting then?
Well, they could either say subagenda, say action, or you can make your motion say we authorize, we approve, but consider is not, we didn't, that's no, no decision was made, it was considered.
You mentioned 10B, Director Mason, what was the other one?
10C, 10E, and 10D.
So every single time the person who made the motion used the words?
Yes, like
I
said.
Move,
yeah.
Well, on the 10C it says, motion moved to subordinate pass-through payments. She didn't use the word consider.
No, the motion was to consider, as I listened to the tape, and it was all consider.
So Director Dawson actually used the words, I might, okay, and same with 10, gosh, really? That sucks. And 10E also.
Yeah.
So
what should we use instead of saying consider?
So I should
just move to approve.
I should have said, I make a motion to approve. The memo. See, Mary Jane wrote it the way we should have said it, and Director Mason's saying I didn't say the way it's being recorded. It says I made a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding with community concern. Director Mason's saying that I said I make a motion to consider executing a memorandum, and those are two very different things.
And I just wanted to follow
very,
up. I mean,
you
started with the right track, but then the gentleman interrupted you and said, read it as was, and what it said was considered.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, to me, we didn't really do any business last month. So, they have to either come back to the board or.
What's the, does anybody know? I'm thinking the jam, but what's the, if we put these off, I mean, the memorandum of understanding, we could just do that in January. Is there any downfall? I mean, I think we have to do it. I don't think it's a question of if. I think it's a question of having to. But what's the fallout from delaying it until January? I'm thinking of C and C.
Can we make the correction today?
Well, it's not on the agenda.
Yeah, it's not on the agenda for action. We'd have to talk to. We'd have to find out what the ramifications. First of all, we would like to review the audio to make sure.
That.
And if
yeah.
there's a remedy that's necessary, we'll find out what the remedy is and
okay.
come back to it in January.
Okay, I agree with that. Do we have to do anything formal now,
right.
or do we just pull the item total?
We'll
okay.
just
we'll pull it. Okay. Well, good catch.
Okay. So, let's make a motion to approve the minutes as reflected by the changes that needs to happen in the next meeting. We're approving the minutes.
Without 10, A. B, C, and E? Is that what
yes.
we're saying?
Alrighty, yes. B, C, and D.
B, C, and E, he said.
B,
not D.
B, C, and E, and D.
Oh, okay.
D and E. Okay.
B, C, E, and D.
Okay, so we're approving the minutes without 10 B, C, D, and E.
Okay.
Until you listen to.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the minutes of the November 12, 2015 regular meeting, pulling out items 10 B, 10 C, 10 D, and 10 E.
Okay, we have a motion.
A second.
Okay.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Mason.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Dawson.
Aye.
Director Sandania Torlakson.
Aye. Okay, we have no presentations. General Manager, do you have a report?
Yeah, just briefly, the bid opening for the pool is next Wednesday. Big day for us. We had some special events that some of you did attend. We had the Thanksgiving feast on Thanksgiving. It was first year last year. This year was its second year. And again, ran very, very smoothly with a lot of people participating in that event. So it's an outstanding event and a good addition to our special events. We had the Christmas tree lighting, also very nicely received. Wonderful night. Interesting tree lighting. We reflected the light on the tree. It looked outstanding, and everybody that attended the event had a really good time. And the following morning, we had breakfast with Santa, and always a fun event. Again, it was really brought people into the holiday spirit. And finally, the first round, the restroom bids are due on Monday. We had a date that we extended because we had no responders in the first bid cycle, so we extended it, and the 14th is, well, actually the walkthrough, we didn't have anybody show up, so we extended the bid to the 14th, and we did have three potential bidders show up to the walkthrough, so we're hoping we'll have received bids on the 14th. And that's all I have to report.
Okay. Thank you. We have no legal counsel report.
Can I ask questions? Are we lucky?
Oh,
do you know why we didn't first go around? Why do you think we didn't have anybody respond?
Yeah, through the chair, just let you know, during my comments, brief questions can be answered, but then it amounts to a discussion, and this is not a discussion item.
Right.
So the brief answer is, don't know. We think it may be a prevailing wage that chases people off.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
Okay.
So we'll move on. So as I said, there's no legal counsel report, but we're going on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. We have one from Marcia Leslie.
Okay, I didn't know we were going to get to the consider part here, but I was here at the last meeting and I got a little confused about consider and everything else. So I just wrote up some things that I found because I noticed on the agenda again on the back it still says consider authorizing. So we need to get that really cleared up. And the Christmas lighting, is there a way that, was there a sign or something? There was a lot of people.
There was a big sign
in front
for like a week ahead of
time. Okay, because a lot of people had asked me and I didn't see it. So, but I did just put this
on the website too
for just in case we were confused on what is considered and how to make a motion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Annette Ramirez.
Yes. Good evening, board. I said don't cry. It's been a while since I came. I've missed the last staff meetings. I had to leave town. My grandmother passed away, and school assemblies and all that good stuff. We're actually missing a dance right now. But I just wanted to come and congratulate you guys. I have, it's been a few months now that my friends and I started we call it a movement and motivation group, and we gather on Saturdays at Ambrose Park. And it's for women with children. And what we do is we exercise while our kids play on the playground. And it's worked very well. We have women coming from Pleasant Hill as well as Brentwood that join us. When we can't meet here, they meet at different locations, but Ambrose Park is our central park. All of the women love the improvements that are being made at the park. And we also love Don Alfredo. He is awesome. He is there to greet us when we're there. We feel safe because he's there. The homeless people that come and go are respectful of him. If they see him coming, they go somewhere else. The bathrooms are clean. Yeah. There's always toilet paper. Mm-hmm. the garbage, there's more garbage cans, so I have yet to see garbage on the floor when we've gone. I haven't even stepped on dog poop in a while, and that's awesome. because he takes care of that park. We went up to the top. The baseball field actually looks like a baseball field. I don't know when was the last time that you guys went up there, but I've seen more and more people with their animals, like playing fetch,
right.
And it's amazing. It just feels so amazing to see people using the park. I'm just, from where we started to where we are, it just seems like it's a totally different environment. Like people don't say, well, what do you, I don't believe, wait, what were you saying a couple months ago? We gotta clean it?
Right.
Look, like I can't say, well, this is what it looked like, you know, because it's so much better. There is still a lot of work that needs to be done on the park, but Don Alfredo has been amazing. I know that he's a temp position, and I don't know if you guys are considering hiring him full time, but that would be a great idea if you guys would be able to hire him full time, because he loves his job. I just wanted to let you guys know that you guys have done a good job. You guys hired a great man to take care of our community and our parks. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the very positive feedback. It's nice to get positive feedback from the residents.
Thank you guys for listening
to us. Appreciate
that
a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on. We have no public hearing. Now, under board matters, individuals wishing to speak on items included on the agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. 10A, consider authorizing the general manager to apply for a community development block grant to replace the Ambrose Community Center acoustical tile ceiling and paint the auditorium. Mr. Gentleman.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is kind of a continuation of the rehabilitation of one of our more popular facilities. As you know, we replaced the floor. Actually got a CDBG grant to renovate the restrooms, and this is kind of a natural sequence to get the auditorium painted. And if you've ever noticed, the acoustical tiles have reached the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. And I think that would make a considerable improvement to the facility, which hosts, as you know, a wide variety of events and makes it much more welcoming. And of course, it is one of our bigger revenue generating facilities. With that, it's my recommendation to at least submit an application for community development block grant funds.
We have no request to speak forms, so I bring it to the board.
Yeah, I just had a couple of questions. I know I brought this up before. Are you going to be going, trying to go after Pittsburgh's block grant for the pool?
Madam Chair, that is not part of what we're talking about here.
It's CBG, it's block grants in general. So
This is specifically for
the
CDB.
Fine. Next question is, what are you going to do about the stage and the curtains in there?
We can have, that's also, could be the next phase also.
Avoid the answering question again. That's fine.
Okay.
I have no questions. I think that we should authorize the general manager to apply for the CDBG grant to replace the Ambrose Community Center's acoustical tile ceiling and paint.
Are you making that as a motion?
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Okay. I said move to.
Now, are we going to get in trouble again?
No, because
I said
I'm authorizing.
I moved to authorize.
Okay. You got to get that, those terms.
Is that on the tape?
That's what I said.
She's moving to authorize people. Okay.
Now I have a question.
Oh, I still have a question.
Okay. Well, I want to be perfectly clear on this.
Yeah.
Will this happen to include a new curtain for the stage?
That's what we were asking.
No.
No.
It's just the tile.
Just.
See the tiles.
Okay. Just one minute.
And paint the auditorium. Okay, so we have a motion and we have a second.
We do.
No other questions?
We don't have a second. Who seconded?
I did.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Sundania Torlakson?
Aye. Moving on to 10B. Consider reviewing, refining, and adopting a vision and mission statement.
Yes, this is a holdover from the strategic planning meeting that we had. There was discussion about a mission and a vision statement at the time. There was an effort to update and refresh the statement. We didn't quite get finished with that. There was some wordsmithing to do, and this is the opportunity to revisit that and finalize both the mission and vision statements. I did present some ideas in here about each of those items with examples, and so it's prepared for the board to discuss and consider the matter.
Okay, we have no request to speak form, so I bring it to the board. Any suggestions?
I like how succinct your vision statement is. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Clear and concise.
Yeah.
So are those the two options we're thinking about?
Well, we could do anything we want.
I know, but I mean, those are what's on the table right now.
Yeah.
We can either change it or we can go with what's presented.
Mm-hmm. I almost hate to say this because I haven't come up with the alternative, and I think I should have. One of the things that is said about a mission statement is that a mission statement talks about how we'll get to where we want to be, and this mission statement doesn't. And I think that somehow we could wordcraft this so it says how. That we want to enrich the quality of life for all residents by providing park facilities, programs, and activities for all ages. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys agree with that? So that we're actually saying how we're doing it?
Read that again, did you?
So one of the things about a mission statement is that it talks about how we'll get to where we want to be. So I'm just saying the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, what did I say? Where's the tape?
Instead of two, you could put the word by.
Oh.
By serving the diverse.
Is committed by providing?
Yeah.
The Ambrose Recreation and Park District so what does it want to do? How?
Is committed to providing parks, facilities, programs, and activities for all ages by serving the diverse.
Okay, there you go. By.
And you put it where.
Okay, by serving the diverse. Because that's the how.
Yes.
The how is that this is what we want to do, and how do we do it? We'll be serving diverse recreational needs of individuals and families.
So you are instructing something in the after committee?
Just hang on.
After the word ages?
The numbers are district.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm thinking the Ambrose Recreation and Park District. Is committed to enriching the quality of life for all residents by providing park facilities, programs, and activities for all ages, and serving the diverse recreational needs of individuals and families.
Mm-hmm. Enriching the lives.
That's what I meant. Okay, there. Okay, the Ambrose Recreation and Park District is committed to enriching the quality of life for all residents. Life for all residents. So that's what we want to do. How are we going to do it?
By
providing. No. Okay. So the Ambrose Recreation and Park District is committed to enriching the quality of life for all residents by providing park facilities, programs, and activities for all ages, and serving the diverse recreational needs of individuals and families.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
Any other comments? Additions?
My handwriting. Sorry.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
Do we have to make it separate? No, we can go ahead and move forward with the vision statement. Do you want to make any changes to the vision statement?
I thought it was really nice and succinct.
Thank you. It's clear.
Okay.
Straightforward.
Yeah, so because it says a vision statement is a statement that outlines where we want to be.
We
we want to be the primary source of leisure activity in the community, and we want to enhance the lives of our community. So that's where we want to be.
Yeah.
I like it. It's small enough to fit, like, if we ever get posh enough to, like, have hand, you know, whatever, goodie bags, and you want to put your statement on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Short
enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, we're in agreement? Or do you have any other suggestions? Okay. I need a motion.
I make a motion to approve the mission statement and vision statement. The mission statement as corrected by moi, and the vision statement as stated on the 10B item packet.
And no changes.
Yeah, and no changes to the vision statement.
Okay. And you have the new change.
Sorry
yes.
about my handwriting.
Okay. That's okay.
We have a second. Director Garcia.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Sandhya Torlakson?
Aye.
Okay, 10C. Consider selecting a chair and vice chair for 2016 and 2018.
Director. Yes, and the policy requests that the board appoint new officers for the next year, and the services for a 2-year period.
Okay.
And so there'll be action by the board, and they will be seated at the January meeting.
We have no request to speak for them, so I bring it back to the board.
I would like to nominate someone. But I know that this is not the proper time, but I just want to put out there, I still think at some point in time we should consider 1-year terms to give everybody a chance to do it. But I know that's at another meeting. But I'd like to nominate Judy Dawson for chair for the 2016-2018.
I second that.
Okay.
Okay. Any other nominations? Can I second? Okay.
You
okay.
Ready to get out of the hot seat?
Sure. It's been a good seat.
Right. Nice.
Very interesting.
Motion and second.
Okay, for the chair.
Yes.
Okay. So I nominated, but do I have to make a motion?
They have to roll call?
Yeah, I think you roll call vote every time.
Okay.
Are you accepting the nomination?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Sandhya Torlakson?
Aye. Okay, now for vice chair. I think I'd like to nominate. Can I nominate Director Garcia to be vice chair? Are you willing to accept? Yes.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be vice chair.
Okay, good.
I second.
Okay.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Mason?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye.
Director Sandhya Torlakson?
Aye. Wonderful. We have no closed session.
Yes. Wow.
Now we're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for the next month's agenda.
Director Mason, do you have anything to comment? Okay, Director. I do. I would love to have the Sheriff's Department at some point come to one of our meetings and talk to us about the homeless problem in our park. And I know that he, our resident deputy is here, and that he's been collaborating with our GM about it. And I'd just like to hear his perspective on what's happening. And I'm in the parks a lot, and I'm calling you guys a lot. And, you know, it would just be nice to know what these guys have come up with and what's happening. I know it's an ever-evolving situation, so I'd like to see that. I don't know what meeting, but I'd like to have that. That would be great. I also wanted to let you guys know, this is normally something I would call the GM about, but there is a group of kids that are going in Lindbrook Park on a quad, you know, those. And they're getting in where our trucks get in, where they take that metal pole out from Kevin and Virgil.
Yeah.
So they're just far enough apart than the other bollards that they get in, and they are creating so much flipping havoc on the areas that are dead.
The lawn?
Well, and the lawn, but there's a lot of dead area.
Oh.
We had a problem with the pump, and so we have a lot of dead area there. And it's just, when I catch them, they're so respectful. It's amazing. Oh, we're sorry, ma'am. But they keep coming back, and I'll hear them at night, you know, when it's darker. So I don't know what we can do about it. I was thinking chains, but I just thought maybe our GM could come up with something clever. And also, I was just wondering if at some point in time we could get an update on what's happening with, oh, well, never mind. I was going to ask about the MOU, but we're having to visit that anyway. And also, I wanted to know what's happening with the street light that I reported out.
Where?
It's, I don't believe it's ours, but it's in our park, so my community talks to me about it. It's on Virgil Street. If you want to come up with the closest intersection, it would be Weldon. And that's a really dark corner, and that guy's house keeps getting ripped into, and that side, because it's so dark. Limbrook. I'm sorry, yeah, Limbrook.
You can just call. Anybody can call and give them the poll
number. You can.
I provided the poll number, but it doesn't have an 800 number or any kind of number on it, so I didn't know. Because it's either Public Works or PG&E, but I just didn't know.
I think it's probably PG&E.
Okay, pardon me?
It's probably PG&E because
yeah.
We paid for the streetlight in Elms Lane.
Okay.
By the street.
Because I don't mind calling them. I just,
oh,
I didn't know who it was.
I thought it was already done.
Okay, perfect. And then also, Alves Mini Park is getting a lot of graffiti. It's they do it on the trees, they do it on the tables. They're merciless. They do it on the trash cans. I don't know what the answer is, but I understand from, I think it was San Francisco City, they had some report that said if you clean up graffiti as soon as you see it, there's some amount of hours, like 24 or 48 hours, there are statistics that prove you're less likely to have it come back.
Mm-hmm.
That if you leave it there, it draws. So I've just been seeing it a lot, and I just think we need to do something about it. Also, at that park, there's quite a bit of junk. And it's abandoned now. I think you guys have done a great job of getting them out of there, the homeless, but now their stuff's just
over here.
They're still
at Elf Mini. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It hasn't moved, and they just leave their stuff there. So, but anyway, thank you so much. That's my comments, and I'm sticking to it.
Director Garcia?
Yeah, you're Annette, right? Okay, yeah. I made a copy of your comment on Facebook, because I wanted the board to know.
Oh.
And you know that I'm not the only one. There has been a couple of people that have mentioned to me about our groundskeeper.
The seasonal.
And how polite he is,
yeah.
And what a wonderful job he's doing. So you're not the only one. Other people have come to me and told me.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to remember. That's why I made this.
Yeah.
I wanted to share on the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. It was wonderful. The spaghetti was fantastic. It was it was so good. Everybody said how good it was. I think it was somebody from All in One that cooked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. It was really nice. The event was put together very nice. The decorations, people are talking now about how beautiful it was, the decorations. The Santa's chair, it was beautiful. And then the next day for the pancakes, she had, because that helped with pancakes, but
right.
She had it really planned out really good.
Who's she?
Yes. And she had it planned out very, very good. And again, it was wonderful. And then I think these were forgotten. Here and their letters to Santa. So I wanted to. The only thing that I think we could do, because I would love to have to write to these children back.
Ooh.
But we don't have addresses.
That'd be great.
So next year I would like to have every letter should come with a cell. You know, their mom should write the child's name. But You know, these are just three that I found. Somebody left them at the table. This one was actually written by the child, and I have to read it to you. Dear Santa Claus, for Christmas I want all of the poor kids that have presents and enough money to get back on their feet.
Oh,
also,
oh,
other things I
want
for Christmas are walkie-talkies, helis, and health for my whole family. Thank you. Go. So good job. Please make sure that Kelly knows how much we appreciate her hard work. I know she was stressing.
He told
she
that
did
that
good.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eva. I heard you did all the luminarians and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's the big one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can make like a station for next year with envelopes that they can decorate and write their own addresses on them, just to say, you guys drop them off here and we'll mail them out.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Director Dawson?
Yes, a couple of things. I received an email on a workshop, how to be an effective new board member, but it's also for board members that have been there several times. They have two workshops, one in Ventura County in January, and the other one in the Bay Area in February at the Contra Costa Sanitary District. And I have forms for that if you're interested. The other thing was, I am curious by nature, and so I've driven by the Clearland property several times.
Yeah.
And I decided 2 days ago to drive over and see exactly what was going on, because I'm curious by nature. And so drove in and talked to a gentleman who who has been putting a fence up, and he's renting that area, that large area, to house his trucks and trailers. And so he's going to eventually enclose it all and the fencing that's there. But I just wanted to keep you posted on what's going on over there.
Thank you.
Anything else? No, hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a great new year. And look forward to more outstanding achievements from Ambrose Reckon Park District for our community.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank the staff for all their work this year. Being chair, I work a lot with Doug and with Mary Jane, so thank you so much for all your help, not just for me, but for everyone here on the board. Making sure that we have our packets, that we understand what's going on. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank the board members for all your help and your work, and it's been good to chair you guys. We've done a lot of work this year, so I'm looking forward to chairmanship and vice chairmanship and moving forward on that. We had a really good array of Christmas activities. I got to join the pancake breakfast with my husband and our grandchildren. We had a really good time. Telly did do a lot of good things, and that was so cool. And actually, there was a friend of yours there who was taking pictures. Her name is Maria, and she took pictures, and she was going to send it over to, she's going to ask people to go to her website so they can just download it, so we can have real professional photographs of the kids who were with Santa.
We had a couple parents.
They're
asking. Debbie,
so, and ask. So yeah, she's going to send, tell me when it's going to be on her Facebook.
Okay.
So, but we have to, I think, like her Facebook first so we can download it. But she said, yes, just pick them up there, and they're all professionally done. So, yes,
nice.
We got that for free. Thank you to your friend.
I shared the...
Yeah. from Shine Photography. Is that
yes.
Shine Photography. So let's do that. News on Westpac, I think you've already heard that it's not going on, so we don't have to probably answer that question from one of our constituents.
Right.
He's got his wish come true for Christmas.
We
got our wish come true for Christmas. So, okay, and then My husband and I just went to Ambrose Park, and you are right. It looks so clean, so nice. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I still have a lot to do, but yeah, right now it's. I'm proud to say that we've done a lot of good things there. Lastly, since we have our deputy sheriff here, I also want to make sure that I talk about public safety here in our community center. With what's going on, with what just went on in San Bernardino, I think we really need to address how we have, if we have procedures on anything like that that would happen, if there are, you know, if the sheriff can help us with having some sort of guidelines on what we should do if something like that happens. I mean, this is the hub of Bay Point. Everything happens here. And the area where that happened was almost like a community center.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should address that. I've already called in to the leaders, the president and executive director of the California Parks and Rec Society to find out if they have a set of guidelines, and they do not. So they're willing to send out an email blast to all the park districts to find out if they do, and we can collect all those best practices together.
Oh, nice.
and put, you know, kind of put them together. Also, I will be joining a public safety conference with schools, and I will actually, I'm putting together, hopefully with some help from people in the Park and Rec Society, a workshop on public safety in parks and recreation centers. So I'm hoping that with a collection of those best practices, we could put that workshop together. So
great.
If you have any ideas,
okay,
please let me know, and of course, we'll have to chime in to your ideas. Thank you very much. That's it for me. So now we're going to closing ceremonies. Oh yes,
you might.
Yes.
I did leave something out.
Okay.
The sheriff hosts a dinner every year in our community for Christmas, and it's a really huge event. It's only gotten bigger and better every year. This year, it's on December 19th, Saturday, from 4 to 7. There's you can sit down with Santa. We Federal Glover is sponsoring a professional photographer this year for the first time to take pictures of the kids with Santa, and.
Right. They're not taking pictures with Santa. They're going to have a photo booth set up on stage,
okay,
similar to what you would see at JCPenney's or
like with a Christmas tree or something.
It's an actual portrait stand with different backgrounds and chairs for family portraits.
Oh, nice! Even better. Cool. Thank you.
Those available several, you know, a few days afterwards. They're still trying to figure out if they're going to mail them out to people, have people go to the office.
I love that. Is there any? Can you tell us any more? There's a dinner. There's the toy giveaway.
We're sponsoring the dinner the same as we've done in years past.
Okay.
So we'll have the kitchen area will be where we give away toys with Santa. The auditorium we're planning on using for the dinner.
Okay.
Some people come just to get the toys and then they leave. Some people come for both. And again, we do have a portrait studio set up. That will be on stage. We'll have characters walking around doing some entertainment type of stuff. Last year we did, I believe we handed out 11 or 1,200 toys and about 800 meals. So there's a little bit of difference between the two. And sometimes families show up with two kids and then they just take off. They show up with one kid and they take off the meals who wants, but we'll make that available.
The cadets come every year too, and they're really cool. They're fun to see, and they do a really good job interacting with the public. If you've never been, it's a not to be missed event. It makes you feel really proud about your community. Don't you think so?
It does. What's really interesting to me, what really like makes me smile, is knowing that even our sheriff's office employees who work here, we don't live here, their families come and help out.
Right.
Like Sergeant Briggs.
Yeah, his whole family.
last year had some family members helping out, and it's just. We try to get everybody involved, and we do see everybody else kind of brings. It's like one person tells one person, and they tell two people, and pretty soon everybody tells two people. Everybody hears about it. We're working this year on really finding out the best way to broadcast it. Because, you know, unfortunately, some of the MAC meetings and these meetings, there's not a lot of people in.
Right.
Put notices in paper. We find out not a lot of people get the paper or read it. So we're going to do social media this year. We're going to use Nextdoor.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Posting. things in store when there's more than we've done before.
You have a big sign out here.
Right, and you've got the big sign. It's probably the number one problem in our community and others is how do you outreach for
right.
whatever the thing is. But I'm telling as many people, and if we can all tell.
And that's the biggest thing is the mouth.
Right.
And the sign, we try to get the sign up earlier because Willow Pass is the main thoroughfare. A lot of people drive past that, and they'll see that.
Bailey,
yeah, all of our neighborhood watch groups.
Bailey and
oh, yeah.
Evora
pass
the one now.
Thank you.
Worth mentioning that it's Keller Mitigation funds that are paying for the family portrait
mm-hmm.
through Federal Governor's Office.
Thank you.
I also, before I end my chairmanship, I'd like to recognize my husband for coming over. He wanted to be here. Said, I want to be there on your last day. You're going to be a chair. And he actually is just recuperating from surgery, but he came here with me. He just had surgery yesterday.
Wow.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal, but still in surgery. Yeah, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Love you. Okay, with that, let's move on to closing.
You are so good at that.
Okay, we have a motion. I second. We have a second.
You know.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry.